Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we are going deep into the trenches of a neighborly dispute.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah, this one's a doozy. It's about a driveway-obsessed neighbor named Lorraine, and it's quite the saga.
It's amazing to me how a driveway can become such a battleground.
I know, right? It's like a little strip of concrete turned into a war zone. But that's what we're here to unpack today.
Exactly. We'll look at the psychology behind these kinds of conflicts, how things escalate, and of course, what we can all learn from it.
So let's set the scene. This story comes straight from one of our listeners who's been locked in a battle with Lorraine over, you guessed it, her driveway.
I'm already intrigued. Tell me more.
Well, it all starts with Lorraine's obsession with her cobblestone driveway. She treats it like it's paved with gold and has it professionally cleaned all the time.
Okay, I'm sensing some trouble brewing already.
Oh yeah, big time. Mm. Because our listener parks their car perfectly legally, mind you, right next to the property line.
Ah, so every time Lorraine gets her driveway cleaned,
the listener's car ends up covered in mud and grime.
Oh no, I can see where this is going.
It's like clockwork. Every cleaning equals a mud bath for the car.
So what did the listener do? Try to talk to Lorraine about it?
Exactly. They tried everything. Left notes, tried to catch her in person, but Lorraine was like a ghost. Always avoiding any kind of confrontation.
That's so frustrating.
Yeah.
That lack of communication is often what fuels these conflicts.
It's like she was deliberately trying to shut down any chance for a resolution. So our listener was stuck with a mud-caked car and a neighbor who wouldn't even acknowledge the problem.
So what happened next? Did they just give up and accept their fate as the neighborhood mud buggy?
Not exactly. They decided if their car was going to be a mud monster anyway, they might as well lean into it.
Oh, I like where this is going.
Right. So they started washing their own car at home, letting the runoff flow freely onto Lorraine's precious cobblestones.
Now that's a bold move. I can see how some people might see it as harmless, even a little funny.
Sure, but for someone like Lorraine, who's clearly fixated on control and order, this was a direct attack on her domain.
It was like saying, you want to play dirty? Let's play dirty.
And Lorraine did not take it lying down. Yeah. The next morning, our listener woke up to a surprise. A giant bag of mulch dumped right on their front lawn.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
Just mulch. No explanation. Nothing.
Nothing. Just mulch. A classic passive-aggressive move.
It's like Lorraine's way of saying, oh, you think you can mess with my driveway? Well, I can mess with your lawn.
Exactly. And it's that triangulation thing you always talk about.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
She's using that mulch as a weapon to express her anger indirectly. It allows her to inflict harm while still maintaining this facade of innocence.
It's like she's playing 4D chess while everyone else is stuck with checkers.
And that's where passive aggression gets really insidious.
Mm.
It's not just about being annoying. It's about deliberately undermining the other person's well-being.
So we've gone from driveway runoff to a full-blown mulch war. What happened next? Did things de-escalate?
Ah, you wish. Things were just getting started.
Oh, this sounds bad.
Oh, it is. Lorraine takes it to the next level. She hires contractors to pressure wash her side of the property line again.
Oh, no. Not again.
Oh, yeah. But this time, they aim those powerful hoses straight at the listener's yard, turning their beautiful flower beds into a mud pit.
So not only is the car getting hit, but now the entire yard is a disaster.
Exactly. And get this, when the listener confronted the workers about it, they said they were just following Lorraine's orders.
Ugh, it's like she's using these people as pawns in her little game.
Precisely. It's another layer of that triangulation. It allows her to distance herself from the dirty work while still inflicting harm.
It's just so sneaky and underhanded, but our listener wasn't about to let her get away with it. They knew they had to fight back strategically.
So what did they do? Did they finally confront Lorraine directly?
Well, they tried, but every attempt at conversation was met with dismissive shrugs and icy glares. So our listener realized talking wasn't going to get them anywhere.
They had to find another way to fight back.
Right, and they did. They started documenting everything. Taking photos and videos of the mud-caked car, the contractors blasting dirt onto their property, even Lorraine's dismissive shrugs whenever they tried to talk to her.
That's so smart. Documenting everything is crucial in these situations. It gives you a record of the harassment and can be really helpful if you need to involve authorities later on.
Exactly. Our listener knew they needed to build a case if they wanted to put a stop to Lorraine's reign of terror.
So photos, videos, what else did they do?
They decided to take it up a notch and installed a security camera, hoping to catch Lorraine in the act.
Oh, that's a good idea. Now they'll have solid proof.
You'd think so, right? But Lorraine was always one step ahead. She smeared Vaseline all over the camera lens.
No way. Seriously, she sabotaged the camera.
Yep. It was like a game of cat and mouse, but with mud and blurry security footage as the prizes.
This is crazy. It sounds like both of you were getting more and more entrenched in this conflict. Each action was met with an even more provocative counteraction.
And just when you thought it couldn't get any weirder, Lorraine introduced a new element to this suburban showdown, the garden gnomes.
Garden gnomes? Hold on. This is taking a turn I did not see coming.
Right. I know. But these weren't your typical cute little gnomes. These were creepy, menacing, and strategically placed to stare our listener down.
Oh, no. That's just unsettling. It's like something out of a horror movie.
Exactly. Some of them had glowing red eyes, and one was even holding a little shovel. It was like Lorraine was trying to send a message.
This goes beyond just being annoying. It's like she's engaging in psychological warfare, trying to create this unsettling atmosphere.
And it worked. Our listener started to feel constantly watched, judged by these silent, creepy figures lurking in their peripheral vision.
It's like Lorraine was invading their space with negative energy.
Exactly. And it gets creepier. Lorraine's grandchild would move the gnomes closer to the listener's windows, giggling the whole time.
Oh, wow. That's not okay. It's one thing for adults to be caught up in this, but to involve a child is just wrong.
It was definitely crossing a line. Our listener was starting to feel genuinely unnerved. But then came a twist. One day, while washing their car again, they spotted something shiny wedged between those precious cobblestones of Lorraine's driveway.
What was it? A clue? A weapon? A sign from the universe?
It was a USB drive. Just sitting there like a little ticking time bomb.
Oh, this is getting good.
Yeah.
A USB drive. This is about to get interesting.
You have no idea. Our listener plugged it in, heart pounding, not knowing what to expect. And, well, what they found was like something out of a spy movie.
A secret stash of intel.
Pretty much. The drive was full of files, emails, documents, all sorts of stuff that painted a very shady picture of Lorraine's business dealings.
Oh, this is juicy. What kind of stuff are we talking about?
We're talking potential bribes to local officials' notes about some shady zoning disputes, even proof that she paid to have a neighbor's tree removed without their consent.
Wow, she sounds like quite the operator.
Yeah, it was pretty shocking stuff. Our listener could have gone to the authorities, blown the whistle on the whole thing.
I bet that was tempting. To finally have the power to expose her.
Right. But they chose a different path, a riskier path. They decided to use this newfound information as leverage.
Ooh, that's a bold move.
Yeah.
How did they do that?
They printed out the most incriminating documents, the ones that would really make Lorraine sweat, put them in an envelope marked "For Your Eyes Only," and slipped it under her door.
Wow. So they were playing a little psychological game of their own.
Exactly. It was like turning Lorraine's own tactics against her, using her fear and paranoia to gain the upper hand.
And did it work? Did Lorraine back down?
The very next day, those creepy gnomes vanished. Like they were never there.
That's amazing. It's like she got the message loud and clear.
Right. Like, I know what you're up to. It was a truce of sorts, but a very uneasy one.
Because now they both had secrets, a sort of mutually assured destruction situation.
Exactly. Like two superpowers with their fingers on the button, a fragile piece held together by the thread of mutually assured embarrassment.
That's a great analogy. But that kind of tension can't last forever, right? Someone's bound to crack.
You're right. The quiet didn't last long. One evening, our listener came home and found their car completely wrapped in plastic wrap.
What? No way. Are you serious?
Dead serious. Like a giant leftover. From a really messed up picnic. And on the windshield, a note that simply said, "Stay in your lane."
Ooh, that's so ominous. It's like something out of a mob movie.
Right. It was clearly a message, but the security camera footage, even with the Vaseline smear, showed someone much younger and more agile than Lorraine doing the rapping.
So she's involving her grandchild again.
It seems that way, yeah. Which is a whole other level of messed up.
Dragging a kid into this mess, it's just not right.
Yeah.
It shows how deeply entrenched she is in this conflict.
It was the final straw for our listener. They had tried to be reasonable, even merciful, but Lorraine wasn't gonna stop.
So what do? Did they finally call the cops?
Not quite, but they went for the nuclear option. They took all their meticulously documented evidence, the photos, the videos, the contractors, dirt spraying spree, and of course mentioned that little USB drive, and filed a formal complaint with the homeowners association.
Boom, the HOA. That's serious. They have the power to lay down the law.
And they did. Lorraine was hit with fines for property damage and harassment, and her precious driveway cleaning rituals were put on hold.
Wow, I bet she was fuming.
Oh, you could practically feel the rage radiating off her from across the property line. It felt like a victory, but a bittersweet one.
Because even though the HOA stepped in, the underlying tension probably remains.
Oh, absolutely. You know, those glares from behind the curtains continued. And our listener, well, they didn't change their parking habits one bit.
So it's a standoff, a tense ceasefire, but not true peace.
Exactly. The battle might be over, but the war is far from won. So the mudslinging's over. The gnomes are gone, at least for now. But it sounds like things are far from back to normal.
Right. You can stop the outward actions, but that doesn't mean the conflict is truly resolved.
Like you said, a fragile peace.
Exactly. The HOA intervention brought a ceasefire. But there's still that underlying tension, like a simmering pot waiting to boil over.
And you said Lorraine's still giving you those icy glares from behind her curtains.
Oh, yeah. It's like she's trying to burn holes in me with her eyes. And I'm not going to lie, I haven't exactly changed my parking habits either.
So it's a standoff, a silent war of attrition.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
We're both trying to assert dominance without actually engaging in open warfare. But that kind of constant tension takes its toll.
It must be exhausting. Always on edge, waiting for the next attack.
It really is. It's like living in a low-grade state of anxiety. You never feel completely safe or relaxed in your own home.
It makes you wonder if this victory was really worth it.
That's the thing about conflict. Sometimes even when you win, you still lose. It can rob you of your peace of mind, your enjoyment of life.
So what's the answer, then? What? Is there any way to truly resolve a conflict like this?
It's tough, especially when one person is so resistant to communication, like Lorraine.
So what can you do? Just resign yourself to a lifetime of icy glares and passive-aggressive warfare?
Well, no. There are things you can do to protect yourself. It starts with acceptance. accepting that you can't control Lorraine or her actions. You can only control your own reaction.
So not engaging in the back and forth, not letting her get to you.
Exactly. It's about shifting your focus from trying to change her to setting clear boundaries for yourself, limiting contact, avoiding any triggers for conflict, finding healthy ways to manage your own stress.
So basically, creating a safe space for yourself mentally and emotionally.
Exactly. You can't force her to be a good neighbor, but you can control how her behavior affects you.
That makes sense. But it's still hard, right? To just let go of that anger and resentment.
Oh, absolutely. It takes time and effort, but it's so worth it for your own peace of mind. Remember, true resolution often requires both parties to be willing to communicate.
But what if Lorraine just refuses? What if she's never willing to have a real conversation?
Then you focus on what you can control. You minimize the impact on your life. Maybe you seek support from other neighbors or the HOA. Maybe you talk to a therapist who specializes in conflict resolution.
So it's about finding coping mechanisms and support systems.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that you don't have to go through this alone. There are people and resources that can help you navigate these challenges.
Your story is a powerful reminder that conflict is messy and complicated. There's no easy fix, no magic wand to wave it all away.
Right. And sometimes there's no clear winner or loser. Just a lot of hurt feelings and wasted energy.
But by understanding the dynamics of conflict and setting healthy boundaries, we can hopefully minimize the damage.
And maybe even learn from our experiences, so we can handle future conflicts with more wisdom and compassion.
Well, this deep dive into your neighborly nightmare has been eye-opening, to say the least. What are some key takeaways for our listeners out there, anyone who might be facing their own Lorraine?
First off, you're not alone. Conflict is a universal experience. It's how we choose to approach it that makes all the difference.
Right. Don't let it consume you. Find healthy ways to cope. Seek support if you need it.
And remember, documentation is key. Keep a record of incidents, take photos, videos, whatever you need to build your case if things escalate.
And if at all possible, try to communicate with the other person. Address issues early on before they spiral out of control.
But if communication fails, if the other person is just unwilling to engage, then focus on protecting yourself. Set boundaries, minimize contact, and find ways to manage your own stress.
Your story is a reminder that even the most intense conflicts can evolve, and sometimes the best we can hope for is a fragile peace.
But even a fragile peace is better than all-out war. And who knows? Maybe someday those icy glares will thaw and those cobblestones will become a symbol of something other than conflict.
Well, that's a hopeful thought. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. It's been a wild ride. And to all our listeners out there, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember, even in the midst of conflict, there's always hope for a brighter tomorrow.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.